getting power from power companies that get their energy from fossil fuels. And then the fourth pillar is kind of a political approach where we have to stop government subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. We know that there are at least $20 billion just from the U.S. that are direct fossil fuel subsidies. And internationally, it's more like $400 billion that are just given in different ways, tax breaks, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going to focus here on the stock piece because I also have a business where I help people decarbonize their portfolios. And our Divest Invest Committee for 350 is very focused on both of these pillars. So although today's action is focused on the banks, we want to talk to you guys about your personal investments, your retirement plans, your IRA accounts, your Vanguard mutual funds. You may not know this, but several of the founders of the Sunrise Movement came from the student divestment movement. This was a youth-led movement to pressure colleges and universities to dump fossil fuel stocks. The divestment movement has grown exponentially. 350.org keeps a running tally of the amount of institutional money that has committed to divestment, and just this year, that amount has exceeded $14 trillion. Yes, you heard me right, $14 trillion with a T. Among these institutions that have committed to fossil fuel divestment are Norway's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the City of New York, and California's UC University system. Wow. Pretty awesome. But that's not even the biggest divestment news this year. The biggest news is that financial commentators like Jim Cramer with his Mad Money show and several of the biggest money managers in the world, including BlackRock and the investment arm of JP Morgan Chase, believe it or not, have just recently admitted that fossil fuels are and have been a terrible investment. On top of that, a study just came out showing that the huge California pension funds have lost over $17 billion in the last 10 years by failing to divest from fossil fuels. So my question to you is, what are we all waiting for with our personal investments? Does anyone here have a retirement plan, an IRA, mutual funds from companies like Vanguard or Fidelity or American Funds? Does that ring a bell with anyone here? I hope so. Those of us on the 350 Marin Divest Invest Committee have a flyer we'd love to share with you. It's on the bench back there. And that flyer has some helpful information about how you can divest from fossil fuels in your own, the privacy of your own computer and workstation, believe it or not. Just go online to whatever, however you monitor your own investments. Please come up to one of us to request that flyer. It's also on our website, which happens to be 350marin.org. And when you go home tonight, find a recent statement from your retirement plan or personal investments and start to figure out how to make sure you are not supporting the fossil fuel industry by owning their stocks. And here's a little tip. Look for an S&P 500 tracking fund. That has about 9% exposure to fossil fuels. So going back to the flyer again, it tells you about a website you can go to called fossilfreefunds.org. Fossilfreefunds.org. By entering the symbol of a fund that you may own, you can find out exactly what the exposure is to fossil fuels. And come talk to us. We can help you develop a strategy for divesting from dirty fossil fuel stocks and reinvesting in clean stocks, bonds, and funds that are part of the solution to the climate chaos we are confronting today. As Bernie's Nina says, hello, somebody.
Great.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Patrick.
Can I get your name again, please?
Yes, Patrick Costello.
Next up.
And you're with 350?
Marilyn Price 350, is going to fill us in Divest on our countrywide
mobilization.
And I also have a business called Green River Financial Services in San Antonio.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have your authorization to put this up on the web.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. And thanks to 350